It's our favorite time of year, Suave. This is like Christmas for the wrestling fan. It's Krimmel for the wrestling fan. WrestleMania season is upon us. The only bad thing about WrestleMania season being upon us, as I fade the applause out, is the city where it's being held.
We gotta suffer through Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, pencil smell ya, gets WrestleMania XL, touted as the biggest proof WrestleMania
that
it, ever.
Proof that even a garbage can gets a steak.
That's a bar. That is Suave. I am Wood. We are the Broken Pencil Booking Company, Pro Wrestling Podcast, infused with hip hop.
Yep.
Shouts out to the pencil pushers. I'm gonna do something that wasn't on the script today, Suave.
Okay, what the deal?
Because we only have one order of business today. We'll get to that in a second.
Are you doing like Howard Finkel announcements on your mic right now?
I am not. Okay. You like that though, right?
I mean, it was a change of pace. It was an off-speed pitch. Kind of caught me off guard.
Just a bit outside.
You feel me? Bob Uecker?
Let's see here.
That's how we know some people ain't got no culture. Because somebody right now is like, what?
What are we talking about? Like, Kanan, what are we talking about?
log off, my boy.
Oh, man. Shouts out to Scoundrel Us. Don Claude.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Scoundrel Earl Ray. Dinky. The man behind the plan.
Don's birthday is tomorrow, actually.
Happy birthday, Don.
Cloud, International Month of Pimping. Like we segue from IMOC
to IMOC.
Right into IMOC.
I can dig it.
The International Month of Pimping. If you're not into the exchange of goods and services for goods and services in a monetary situation, it can just be the International Month of Player.
I'm going, that's filthy. I'm going down the whole list before I tell you what it is. You already know what it is by the time I get to it. My cousin,
I kind of know what it is now, but continue.
My cousin, Free City, DJ Juice, yeah, representing Minneapolis. Lauren Kelly representing Minneapolis. Reggie Mitchell, Dave Jolly,
Gang.
B. Clark, Super Gang. Yeah. Hold on, before I gotta do this right. Ron Murray, Mr. Hold on. This man interviewed or was in the presence of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Price just went up.
Ron Murray, final boss.
The final boss.
Price just went up.
Man, Ron Murray, Gang.
Go Renegade, Shake Back.
Neo Lindley, Definition Cigars. Jin Jack from the mighty people under the stairs, the legendary Dre Satch.
Oh, we in there.
Walker Stewart, the voice of New Japan in the... Look at my face. The American voice of New Japan Pro Wrestling, Walker Stewart.
Yeah, what up?
Uncle Jam, Jerome Mitchell. BMZ. David Perry, A5CU.
Breezy.
The Urban Advocate, Ramon.
He don't just pop out for anybody either. That's not a regular thing.
Skylar Nelson. Daniel Locklear. Matthew Ingram. Ingram, we owe you. We owe you. We don't owe many people. We owe you. Don't worry. We'll pay it forward soon. Don't worry about that. Don't hold the truth. G Pope. Michael Phillips.
Yup.
Someone who was there with Ron Murray. Byron Moten.
BMO Sports.
Donnell Anderson. Christopher Moore. Jonathan Nelson. Christopher Ray. Let me keep going here. I think that's everybody. It's everybody that I see.
I don't hear very many people that you've skipped or, you know. I don't, yeah.
The inaugural members of the Broken Pencil Booking Company Pro Wrestling Podcast new Facebook group for information in all things hip hop and pro wrestling culture. All one word, no hashtag, traditional spelling, Broken Pencil Logic. Those are the initiates of the gang.
It's a safe space for pencil pushing.
It doesn't get any safer than that.
No diggity, no ditty, no doubt.
And with that said, Suave.
Yeah.
Today, Tuesday, April 2nd.
Yeah, my Lord.
I said, yeah, my Lord.
Yeah, my Lord.
20 and 20. Still 4 for 4.
Would you like fries with that, sir?
Absolutely.
We do have garlic parmesan frites if you're in the mood.
Ooh, hearty tardy, are we?
Frites. You know you're getting down when they call them frites.
It's just fried. It's just fried, fam.
Dipping sauce for your nuggets. Pause.
Have I already done tzatziki?
I think you might have done it a couple episodes back. It's been long enough. You can circle back.
Nah. Let's go with... I know what I want for this one.
Okay.
I need some... I need some Sweet Baby Ray's mixed with the jalapeno Tabasco. Sweet and spicy. I need that.
Okay. Which Tabasco is this?
It's the OG Tabasco with jalapeno.
So I had the OG Tabasco with habanero.
That's fire too. You almost made me curse again, Suave. That's fire too.
So you remember the and this is from the food snob group that we got going on in our text messages.
Yeah.
The stuff I sent Saturday with the oysters, I hit those with that, the lemon juice. Char broiled. Get some culture about yourself. Char broiled oysters, hit it with the lemon juice and a little bit of Tabasco or habanero. Get you some crackers, man. Put it on a cracker, dude.
I feel a way about char broiled oysters. Like, I want to try them everywhere. But my introduction to that was in New Orleans. It doesn't get any better.
It gets no better. Like, anywhere else is just a substitute.
And I didn't go to Acme's for the super snobs. I didn't go to Acme's. I went to Drago's first.
Because, look, Acme's is where I got put on. And now, look, every time I'm in New Orleans, Acme is on the list. I don't care what time of day it is. Acme is getting done before I leave.
As your sahab, I respectfully ask you to go to Drago's.
Okay, and then I will respectfully counter and say, go by Melba's.
Don't worry. I got...
Now that's not for seafood. That's just for great food, period. Go by Melba's.
Oh, so if we raise the bar there, I invite you to try Chef Ron's in Metairie.
Say less.
Let the church say.
Hey. Man.
It's time. There's only one thing we're here for, Suave.
What the deal?
It's time to play a game.
You know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. Just say that bitch again. I know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. We say that bitch again.
One, two, two, three. Get your out of
one. One, two, two, three. Get the on.
One,
one, two, two, three. Get your out
of
one. One, two, two, three. Get the gone.
Who's it sponsored by?
This is sponsored by Broken Pencil Logic, the new Facebook group under the official Broken Pencil Booking Company Press podcast infused with hip hop.
Currently still searchable, but soon we're going to go dark.
And it's going to be invite only.
Look, if you don't answer those pre-screening questions, chances are you're going to sit in purgatory for as long as we feel like it.
You got to ask the pre-screening questions because we are not bot friendly at all. You can hang it up, bots. We ain't here for you.
You're not going to troll me at my house. That's what you're not going to do.
Man, this Saturday.
Saturday.
April 6th. We have NXT TakeOver. We have also the whole reason why we here. NXT TakeOver, you do that on your own time. This right here is about WrestleMania. WrestleMania XL.
Facts, because I haven't watched an episode of NXT since the last bet I lost.
Shouts out to the fruit of my loins, if you will, JBL Danger 2. I will be with him in Oklahoma this weekend. Pencil Pushers in Oklahoma, if you're out there, You see me? You cool with me? Fool with me. I'm gonna be out moving around, and I will be I will try to catch the most I can from WrestleMania Saturday. I'll probably catch up Sunday morning on the Saturday night activities. I'll probably catch up Monday, probably before and or after the eclipse, for the Sunday activities. For your live play-by-play, I will defer for the most part. I can't make him 100% responsible, but he will be the host of the event that we're doing online. Mr. Suave Burgundy, you know him. You love him. He's right here.
I'm going to do what I can to hold everything together, but you know how that gets.
But according to Mr. Michael Cole, we have over 30 hours of WrestleMania coverage beginning on, Thursday, including the Hall of Fame, which we'll talk about that here too.
Willing to guarantee all 30 hours will not be covered by the Broken Pencil Booking Company Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm willing to bet. I can guarantee you.
Over under 50%, way under 50%.
Yeah.
Closer to zero than 50% that happens.
Say, man, listen. You gonna do real good to get real in-depth coverage of night one and night two. And I do mean night one and night two, not the pre-show, not none of that extra stuff before kickoff. No.
That said, let's see here. Let me see what we can do on this for us real quick.
And as you said, there is a huge discrepancy in these cards. Like night one, yeah. Night two is truly the main event of this particular WrestleMania.
We only have a short amount of time to discuss this in. We'll do what we can while we can, but going through the cards is going to be a lot easier than we have in the past. I would dare say in the past 6 years that we've been doing, actually 7 years that we've been doing these cards, I can guarantee you that this one will probably be the easiest, even though we have the most time at our detriment.
Disposal.
No, at our detriment for this episode.
You already started the timer?
Timer begins now.
Run it.
Night one, and this is in no particular order. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. Suave, who ain't gonna win?
Rey and Dragon Lee.
I'm with you on that. As much as Dragon Lee needs to win at WrestleMania,
no, he doesn't.
I just don't think that he needs to win more than Dominic Mysterio does at WrestleMania. It's Santos Escobar, we can just put him to the side, but Dominic needs to win more than anybody at this WrestleMania.
There's been little to no investment in Dragon Lee at this point. Like, in terms of who's going to make you more money in 2024 and in 2025, Dominic Mysterio or Dragon Lee?
If you have not been to a WWE live event in the last 52 weeks, you will not understand the level of boo that Dominic Mysterio gets is akin to them of cheer that this gets. This is your part one of your daily acknowledgement.
Dom took an L last year. Time to rectify that. Let's get to this money.
For the WWE Intercontinental Championship, the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. In our house, we call him Walter, the Ring General. Taking on Sami Zayn. Suave, who ain't gonna win?
Me, if Sami Zayn goes home with the win.
It's gotta be Walter. Sami Zayn is not gonna win.
I hope not. The way they're booking this, it's almost a layup that he does win, and which would make him the first person. Well, I don't even know how I want to phrase this, but he would have ended two record-setting title reigns in consecutive
WrestleManias, which would definitely be a first.
Talk about having it handed to you on a silver platter. And at this point, I think the Intercontinental title reign would go the same way the Unified Tag title reign went after last year's WrestleMania. Popcorn fart.
That would literally be breaking it off a nice slice of broken piece of knowledge and putting it on this plate.
We want Gable.
There is a six-pack tag team ladder match for both the Raw and SmackDown tag team championships. And in that tag team challenge, in that six-pack tag team challenge, we have Awesome Truth with R-Truth and The Miz, for those of you sleep by chance. Who else is in that match?
I'd have to look it up. The Judgment Day.
Judgment Day, your champions, they have to be in the match, which is Finn Balor and Damian Priest. DIY is also in the match. Who tagged with Judgment Day last night? Well, on Monday Night Raw.
Was not paying attention. I got to be perfectly honest with you.
Let me see if I can pull up this real quick, because I guess it escapes me who all is going to be in that tag match. Here we go.
I'm doing the same thing.
The New Day, Kofi and Xavier, A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
Did you read that report that they might not actually end up in the match, even though they're scheduled for it?
Really?
So it's a rumor, and you know how we are with rumors. You always got to vet the source. But there's a rumor going around that there is an internal discussion about whether or not A-Town Down Under was going to still make it in this match. Like, apparently, they didn't go with the whole mystery team aspect, but they still may end up getting pulled or have an angle to where they don't make it into the match.
I mean, so, we still got SmackDown Friday, so anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
And the new Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. So running it back again, Champions, Judgment Day, DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, A-Town Down Under, maybe, New Catch Republic, Squad from Ain't Gonna Win.
Any team not named DIY?
Really? I'm gonna go left here, but go ahead.
Here, my reasoning, and then I saw something else on the internet that means we're probably gonna have more than one winner in this, because there's a caveat that says apparently Michael Cole made it a point to show us on Monday Night.
Abundantly clear.
That both sets of titles needed to be pulled down for the match to win, for the match to end, essentially alluding to the fact that you could have the titles split back into separate, where Raw would have a set of tag champions and SmackDown would have a set of tag champions versus having unified champions, which, to be perfectly honest, unified tag champions, it suits me just fine, because tag team wrestling isn't exactly the focus on either brand. So just have the World Tag Team Champions be a traveling act.
Here's my take.
New belts. Sweet Jesus with new belts.
Number one, get rid of the dimes. Get rid of the dimes. We don't need the dimes anymore.
Well, them nickels is out of there.
Number two, if we don't get new individually branded tag team champions, there's only one person that I want to see get all four belts. And that's anybody not named R-Truth.
This is true. That would have been the second team I'd have chosen. But they would have Truth do something silly like pull one of each down.
And that's good enough.
To do what? If you only pull one of each title down.
It remains to be seen.
But it means you're half the tag champs, and then they got to fight to figure out who your partner is?
Or it could mean that he is the tag team champions.
Thanks, Kane.
Thanks, David Bryan. All right.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm super good on that. Let's not go back there.
In a six-woman tag team match, you have Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Asuka, Kairi Sane, taking on the team of Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jay Cargillberg. Suave, make it easy for us. Who ain't going in?
Anybody not a part of the chocolate assortment of Powerpuff Girls? I'm sorry, this is over with. I'm not even finna entertain it. I'm not entertaining nothing other than them going over in spectacular fashion.
This is the Jay Cargill show featuring five people that you know oh so well. Nothing less.
You ain't finna do that neither, because like Bianca knew Jay was coming and she been doing crunches getting ready for this. You think you finna play with her if you want to?
I don't think this year her paycheck is getting any higher or any lower if she's not, I mean, if she's any higher on the card or any lower on the card.
She gonna turn up. Just mark, trust me, if you don't trust nobody else.
It's gonna be activity regardless.
And don't sleep on Naomi, because her moveset done improved vastly since she left and came back.
Truth be told, I could do without Dakota Kai, but Asuka and Kairi Sane always bring it. So it's just gonna be interesting. This is one women's match that I'm actually gonna watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna be tuned in for this.
Glued is the word.
Glued up.
For the Women's World Championship, your champion, Mommy Rhea Ripley, taking on Becky Lynch. I behaved myself, Suave. Suave, who ain't gonna win?
Anybody not named Rhea Ripley.
Thank you for coming. See you. Bye.
I don't care what you booked. I'm just telling you what. this is what we want.
This time is flying by way easier than I thought it would. All right.
We ain't playing no games.
Gang versus gang. Jimmy versus Jay. The Uso brothers versus each other. Suave, who ain't gonna win?
Anybody not yeeting?
This is, I would say, Team No Yeet ain't gonna win.
Ah, over under 50% chance of reconciliation after the match.
Not on Saturday or Sunday.
I don't know. I think they might reconcile to a degree after the match Saturday.
I'm going to say under 50%, and I'm hedging all my bets on the rowdiest Raw after Mania since New Orleans.
I'm going to say push, no T. I'm going to say push, no T, but them reconciling adds a even bigger cloud overnight too, which is another reason I would say you probably get something that alludes to it.
There are so many stories attached to that match that will also be attached to this last match on night one.
Exactly. And only the third brother versus brother match in WrestleMania history.
Which
this
happened.
The third time this happened in 40 years.
It's happened at WrestleMania 10, yep. WrestleMania 25, WrestleMania 40. So 15 Facts. Years in between after the first one. So the
for
next
one. For bonus points, name those two other matches.
Ooh. We have at WrestleMania 10, Owen Hart versus Bret Hart.
Good job.
And then at WrestleMania 25, brother versus brother. Was it Matt versus Jeff?
Yes.
Ooh, that was there for that one, too. I forgot about that one.
For another bonus point, who won each one of those matches?
All right, WrestleMania 10, it was Owen Hart with a clean roll-up.
Victory roll.
I don't know if it was a victory roll.
No, he countered the victory roll.
Yes, there
Bret
you go.
Bret Hart went for a victory roll. He pulled his head back, paused, dropped knees over arms, three count.
And then I believe it was Jeff over Matt at 25.
I believe you're correct, too.
Oh, give me bonus. I got all these bonus points. You know what I'm saying? I should have told you who didn't win. That would have been real bonus points if I showed you who didn't win.
Facts. I should have phrased the question differently.
Phrasing is everything.
Everything. Words matter.
The final match of the night. First and foremost, this is your daily acknowledgement. Your WWE Universal Grand Champion. The inductor of the God MC Paul Heyman into the WWE Hall of Fame.
That was a nice touch.
Chef's kiss, Roman Reigns. And if you don't understand why that's happening, you have to understand Paul Heyman's humble beginnings from AWA to WCW. Paul Heyman has managed a member of the Bloodline for the last three decades. To some degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It's a very, very cool situation.
Oh, no, wait, not three, four. 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s.
I don't know. We'd have to verify if he managed one in each one of those decades.
The 2010s and 20s would have been Reigns. Because he's been with Reigns.
You got that early 2000s, which is like strictly Lesnar.
Didn't he get some Rikishi in there, like a little bit?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So that may be the only stopgap. But still, in the 90s, he did have Rikishi in the 90s. A couple of gang members in the 90s.
Where in the 90s he had Rikishi?
Didn't he have the Samoan SWAT team?
Oh yeah, you got in on the very fringe of that. I thought that might have been 89.
What? You sure? Because that might be.
Because I remember War Games was 89 War Games was had the Freebirds or something in it and the Samoa SWAT team.
Let's see here. Paul Heyman, Samoa SWAT team. Let's take a look here because there's a ton of pictures with him on there. In fact, he had 8x10.
And the clock is running.
Yes. Yeah, do your Googles on that one. I may be shoot myself in the foot on that one, but
we'll figure it out.
He did manage the Samoan SWAT team, so he goes back generations with the.
He's been invited to family dinner long before now.
Long even while he was managing Lesnar, he was still consulting as a wise man to Roman Reigns. So anyway, there that's going to be a good plug. So the WWE Grand Champion Roman Reigns. The final boss, The Rock, taking on. I didn't want to do this on this one.
Has absolutely no business. No business whatsoever.
I give him this for one reason. We'll talk about that on night two.
Right.
Kung Fu Panda, Seth Rollins, taking on, along with his tag team partner, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Suave, the stipulations are this. If the Bloodline wins on Saturday, Bloodline rules for Roman versus Cody on Sunday. If Cody versus Seth wins on Sunday, no Bloodline at ringside on Sunday. On Saturday, rather, no Bloodline at ringside on Sunday. Suave, who ain't going to win?
I think for the drama and the festivities that would take place on Sunday, you kind of have to go in this direction on Saturday. So I'm going to say Cody and Seth don't win.
Really?
Yeah.
Against you. I'm against you. I'm going to say The Rock and Roman Reigns don't win on Saturday.
Who's taking the pin in that situation is my question. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. You'll learn to stay in the car with me because I don't just.
I'm gonna tell you unpopular opinion. I'm gonna go on a limb. I'm gonna tell you that 3 second 10 belongs to The Rock. I'm gonna tell you why. Wins and losses don't matter. In this new era of more sports driven content.
Then they should matter.
Of the four people in this match, the one person that's taken more pinfalls than anybody else
is the guy who shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
No, wrong. It's The Rock.
You mean over their career or just in the last?
Over the career. Rock hasn't had a match in over 10 years.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, total pinfalls.
I say The Rock takes the 10 on this one.
I say Seth for several reasons.
I'm not mad at that because that goes in line with what I'm about to go into on night two.
Because the whole thing is, if you happen to believe that Cody's going to get a clean match on Sunday, where's the drama in that? Like, if we've produced basically the best road to WrestleMania in what has to be 10 years, maybe. And that's not on Prisoner of the Moment. It's just like, look at the previous main events for the last 10 WrestleManias. Which one had the best build? 30 would have been the only one that's close.
Yep. You're right.
So I look at that and say, how do you pay off all this build and all this drama?
You stack the deck.
You stack the deck against the challenger. So that's where I say Cody and Seth don't win. Seth takes the pin and Cody's resentful of Seth for it.
Because in pro wrestling and also Broken Pencil Logic, this is one of the only times where these two ideas actually intersect and actually agree upon each other. The money is in what?
The chase.
This has been my Fred talk.
The money is in the chase, and it's no clearer of an illustration than with Cody Rhodes. The money is in the chase. because if he becomes champion in a regular straight up contest on Sunday, what do you do on Monday?
Listen, the Philadelphia crowd is buying this match and they're buying Roman versus Cody on Sunday.
It's a two-match purchase. Everything else is a bonus.
Whether they like it or not, this is what they're buying.
This is what you paid for.
This doesn't happen if Cody finishes his story at 39.
So, yeah, I'm taking Seth and Cody not to win just because it adds another layer of drama for the next night.
Now, the layer of drama for the next night starts with Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. That said, before I go into who ain't gonna win, Seth is already upset.
Of course.
Because he, in two nights, for night one has to share a main event. Night mm-hmm. two, as a world champion, can't even get a main event. Mm-hmm. And after what happened to him on Monday Night Raw with his belt, I would not be surprised to see he be the reason that he and Cody ain't gonna win on Saturday night.
That, I feel like he's gonna take the pin trying to do too much.
And then on Sunday, who ain't gonna win against Drew?
Trying to do too much with Drew, you're gonna get your face kicked off. I can't wait for that. I can't wait.
How is it that Drew is embroiled in two battles with two atheists? I'm the same.
Drew is fighting a good fight. Where is Sheamus with that Celtic cross?
Let me find out. He's the reason that Seth Rollins ain't gonna win.
Oh no! Sheamus will be in catering. Chill.
Okay, just hey.
I don't know. So Sheamus will be in catering.
He'll be a nice touch for Monday. That's for sure.
Sheamus should have been in Sami Zayn's spot. If we just
as long as they don't mess up and have Sheamus versus Randy Orton on Monday, we're good.
Everybody just relax. Everybody just take this opportunity to relax.
All right, so Suave, if he ain't last, you first. Seth versus Drew, who ain't gonna win?
Anybody not named Haters Ball Drew.
You're a winner. I ain't gotta say no more.
Hey, and guess where Clash at the Castle is this year?
Isn't it in Ireland?
Glasgow.
Scotland?
Glasgow.
First of all, shouts out to Saturday Morning Wrestling for the win. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do your Googles on that. Clash at the Castle 2024.
I'm here for that. That was announced earlier today, correct?
Something like that.
Yeah. Keep it moving. Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. Io Sky, your champion, versus Bayley. Swaffle ain't going to win.
Io Sky.
Io Sky ain't going to win. You got to have the you got to have the comeuppance story here. Control aside.
Come on.
And the biggest grudge match of both nights, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Swaffle ain't going to win.
AJ Styles
ain't going to win. LA Knight needs this win more than
such a terrible use of LA Knight.
He needs this win more than anything else, and he should have been in this match that I'm going to talk about next. Logan Paul, the U.S. Championship, the U.S. champion. Logan Paul taking on Randy Orton, taking on Kevin Owens. Suave, who ain't going to win?
Anybody not named Logan Paul.
Why would you brand the ring, bring him in to lose the belt that he in the ring that he's branded? There's no way he lays on his own logo on his back.
Truth be told, it's early April. I don't see him losing until SummerSlam, and that's still a coin flip. Depending on what his booking looks like coming out of WrestleMania, you could see him with this championship till next January, possibly WrestleMania 41. Because what are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
I would love to see this match second on the card. I don't want to see this match any further up the card than second. Unless you wait till it gets nightfall before you drop this match. But I don't want to see this match any earlier than second.
I didn't think about you going to get a daytime, nighttime effect with this.
You might for a couple of matches.
The ones that matter.
not starting at the time they're starting yet.
The main events of night one and night two with the dark setting is all I need.
Yeah,
anybody else?
You're guaranteed to get that.
That's it. Anybody else is a bonus.
Six-man Philadelphia street fight. The Pride, Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, accompanied by B-Fab, taking on the Final Testament, being accompanied by Scarlett and Paul Elling, Precious Paul, if you will, Karrion Kross, Akeem Rezard, the AOP. Suave, who ain't gonna win?
If the Pride don't win, we riot. This needs to be over.
If the Final Testament wins, just like with Cody wins, we quiet. Yeah, who ain't gonna win? Nothing. The Final Testament ain't gonna win.
It's too much talent being wasted within the Pride if you don't go ahead and push the button on this.
For the undisputed Grand Championship, the match everybody wants to see, the one that's going to be the most polarizing effect, regardless of the winner, the champion Roman Reigns, daily acknowledgement, one finger, not gun finger, taking on the American Nightmare. I refuse to do the gun finger. I do that with handshakes. Roman Reigns, the champion, taking on the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Suave, who ain't gonna win?
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna stick to my guns and take the unpopular pick here. Cody ain't gonna win.
I'm so with you on this. I think if Roman is going to lose, it has to be after Mania.
We are too close to wiping Hogan from the record books to not take this opportunity. You do not have another shot at this. If Roman Reigns does not pass Hulk Hogan this year, you will not get another champion that has the ability to touch that number in our lifetime.
The next closest shot that you have for the next generation to do that would either be Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes, or Trick Williams.
Carmelo Hayes is too small. Trick Williams is not going to get that shine for obvious reasons. And same with Carmelo Hayes. Bron Breakker, I could see it, but you got to keep that from getting old. You can't Goldberg your way through that.
Quick, talent aside, he has all the talent. Telling aside,
the story has to come together. It can't just be he's great in the ring, he does a great promo. Like Cody's great in the ring, does a great promo. Can you give him 3 years worth of story to get there?
Bron's evolution as a character has been great over the last 3 years.
Yes.
But is he carry the company championship material
that remains? Is your creative for him carry the company good? Because this bloodline situation has been carried the company good at several different points during the story. Don't have another shot to accomplish this. I'm just saying. So if anybody don't like it, forward your hate mail to
show at BrokenPistolBC.com, BrokenPistolBC at gmail.com. That's at BrokenPistolBC on all things social, at BrokenPistolBC on what?
Everything.
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 Now, this card is a little light compared to the Saturday card. I think we may have a bonus match here, Suave.
A bonus match or a cash in?
Ooh, I didn't even get to the cash in.
What bonus match you talking about? Shane McMahon ain't doing nothing this year. I'm sorry.
Rocky said a couple of weeks ago, paraphrasing, everything he does is on purpose.
Okay.
When he was in Chicago and whipped Cody's head boy into the bus, he got blood on the belt to give to Mama Rose, to get Mama Rose's tears on. So he'll have Cody's blood, sweat, and Mama Rose's tears all on his belt. The WrestleMania truck was replaced with a trailer that had Stone Cold Steve Austin and John Cena on it. I think we're going to end up getting a bonus match featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock.
I'm gonna shoot that down. That you may get a run in, because remember, we had a conversation, you know, off air, which essentially goes back to me saying why I feel like Seth and Cody are gonna lose on night one. You're essentially gonna have WWE's version of the Avengers show up to fight Thanos. If you've seen, you know, the Avengers Endgame, part of those Avengers would could possibly be a returning John Cena and or a Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because remember, John Cena got waxed by Solo, and you ain't seen him since.
Ain't seen him since, other than on a bunch of biographies.
You know what I'm saying? So this will be a cool spot for him to come back in, get some retribution. It's basically like the world against the bloodline, essentially. I don't think you get an extra match out of that, but I definitely think you probably get some cameos.
We get some beer swilling? Stone Cold Stunner?
I don't see why not.
I mean, it wouldn't be WrestleMania without that to some degree. Cash in. Go ahead.
Yeah, cash in.
Cash in. Do we get a cash in from Damian Priest on night one, or do we get a cash in from Damian Priest on night two?
Two. So logic wise, you've had entirely too many opportunities to cash in on Seth. The man has been walking around as a gimp for the last 2 months.
Almost a year.
I mean, yeah, he's been selling it, but like he's been selling the fact he's a gimp for like the last 2 years, but it's been worse over the last 2.5 months. So if Damian Priest was gonna make use of that briefcase, this would have already happened. Which also makes me believe he's the red herring involved in this night two situation that I don't think they've decided who's winning yet. Personally,
they don't know who ain't gonna win.
I mean, no cap, they have at least half a dozen different options for a finish, and every one of them works.
The good story here would be Drew wins the championship, Damian cashes in, and Drew never gets a chance to defend the championship or carry the championship in front of a crowd.
So that would essentially turn him half face, and with the role he's been on as player haters ball Drew.
It's a nasty
work world tour. Stick with what's working. CM Punk is your logical next challenger, probably at SummerSlam. He'll be cleared.
And CM Punk will be on commentary during that match, who could also play a role in that match, too.
I would bet more that CM Punk will play a role versus Damian Priest cashing in for that match.
Suave, do me a favor.
Yeah.
That's our time. Take us to the house.
Pencil pushers, like, rate, subscribe, share. Tell a friend. Tell that friend to tell a friend, and then tell that friend again. Heads up. Pencils down.
Do your knowledge. This is how you produce a show. Your mama couldn't do a better job if she had a camera in front of her. Ask her. She'll tell you the truth.
Hey, yo, chill. OnlyFans is a different site.